This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Crow legislature is considering a bill that would introduce alcohol on the tribe's reservation. As Olivia Reingold reports, it's part of a plan to revitalize the Crow economy with casino dollars.
The Crow reservation has been dry for more than 150 years. Past attempts to change that have failed, but now the legislature might try again. Tribal Chairman A.J. Not Afraid introduced a bill this summer that would issue a special use permit for casinos on the Crow Reservation to serve alcohol. Under the bill, any alcohol served would have to be consumed at the casinos. The bill is intended to supplement the tribal budget and economy after it was significantly impacted by the loss of a crucial federal subsidy for coal. If the bill becomes law, it would leave Montana with two dry reservations, the Northern Cheyenne Nation and the Chippewa Cree Tribe of the Rocky Boys Reservation. The bill is currently being marked up by the tribe's gaming committee. No vote has been scheduled yet. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
In Brazil, the union representing staff at the country's Indigenous Protection Agency is calling on the government to investigate the murder of an official who worked to defend Indigenous people in the rainforest. The BBC reports Maxiel Pereira dos Santos was shot twice in the head as he rode his motorbike on a busy street in the city of Tabatinga near Brazil's borders with Colombia and Peru. Officials with the union said he was killed in retaliation for his work at a large reserve that is said to be home to the world's highest concentration of uncontacted tribes. Dos Santos prevented hunters, farmers, and loggers from entering the area illegally. His death comes as the rate of destruction in the Amazon rainforest is fueling international concern and outrage. President Jair Bolsonaro has openly supported farmers and loggers while criticizing environmental activists. He has also questioned the size of reserves relative to how many indigenous people live in them and has promised to open some of them up to agriculture and mining. Mining and logging interests in Brazil have targeted activists for years. In 2017, 57 activists were killed, according to the group Global Witness. Officials with the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire say they're investigating after a student found a racist message written on the student's dorm room door. The student is Red Lake Ojibwe. The message included an epithet, and the words "go back to the res." University Chancellor James Schmidt sent a message to students Monday saying the university community is called to speak with one voice against bigotry, discrimination, and intolerance. He said the racist slur is antithetical to the university's values. Schmidt says he directed the dean of students to conduct a formal investigation. He's also calling for input from the Office of Multicultural Affairs and a bias incident response team. In San Antonio, a Native American group is suing the state of Texas, claiming sacred remains at the Alamo are not being protected. MySA.com reports the Tapilam Quahiltecan Nation want to ensure the historic cemetery at the site is protected, as well as the rights of descendants of those buried there. Before it was a military fort, the Alamo was a mission, housing Spanish priests and Native American tribes. Tapilam members are suing the Texas General Land Office, the nonprofit Alamo Trust, and the city of San Antonio, claiming the groups are not following federal laws that require participation by next of kin and Native tribes in decisions, regardless of federal recognition status. Archaeological work began this summer at the Alamo as part of a multi-million-dollar redesign. According to the Rivard report, Ramon Vasquez, director of American Indians in Texas at the San Antonio Missions and a leader of the Tapilam, says the group doesn't want to derail the project, but he says that it should reflect the role of indigenous people in the history of Spanish colonial Texas, Mexico, and the United States. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by PrairieEdge.com, where you'll find a variety of buffalo items like robes, skulls, rattles, and drums, serving the Native American community for over 36 years, located in Rapid City or online at PrairieEdge.com. Wopila.
And by the law offices of Sanosky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanosky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.